The door of revelation is open even now. Do not think that God's revelation is a thing of the past and that the Holy Spirit can no longer descend as it did so in previous times. I tell you truthfully that all doors may close, but the one from which the Holy Spirit descends never shuts. Open the doors of your hearts so that the Holy Spirit may enter it. By closing the window from which the rays of light enters, you distance yourself from this sun of your own accord. Unenlightened ones, come forth and open this window so that the sun might itself enter you. God has not closed the paths of his worldly blessings in this age. Rather, he has increased them. Do you then think that the paths of the blessings of heaven, which you sorely need at this time, have been closed by him? Most certainly not. Rather, this door is wide open. In Surah Fatiha, God has taught that the door to every single blessing of the past has been open for you. Why then do you refuse to accept them? Thirst for this fountain, and water will spring forth itself. Weep for these blessings in the way a child wails for the milk of its mother. Then will milk be given to you. Become worthy of compassion, so that you may be shown mercy. Be restless so that you may be put to ease. Be ceaseless in your fervent entreaties so that a hand may come to your aid. The path of God is difficult, but it is made easy for those who throw themselves into this deep abyss without fear for their lives. In their hearts they choose fire for themselves and decide to set themselves ablaze for the sake of their beloved. But he who throws himself into this fire for the sake of God will be saved. And he who throws himself into this fire for the sake of their inner self, which incites to evil, are consumed by it. So blessed are those who wage war with their inner selves for the sake of God, and wretched are those who war with God for the sake of their own souls and act against his will. He who ignores the will of God for the sake of his inner self will never enter heaven. Strive hard so that not even a single dot or iota of the Holy Quran may testify against you and cause you to be punished. For even the smallest particle of evil is punishable. Time is short, and there is no telling how long one shall live. Make haste, for twilight will soon descend. Consider over and over what you shall present before God, lest it be deemed so inadequate that it is no more than waste, no more than a foul and defiled offering unfit for presentation before the royal court.